This is Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
It's ACC football weekend preview time. Street Knowledge with Chris Graham. Here we are on a Friday, and big weekend coming up in the ACC. You know, each weekend gets bigger and bigger as we get closer towards the end of the regular season. Teams jockeying for position for the ACC championship game, which seems pretty settled at this stage, but still there's a little bit of work to be done there by the top teams. But even more importantly, I guess, teams competing for slots in, well, there's the college football playoff as a possibility for at least a couple of teams at the top of the standings, and then bowl games for a number of teams that are hot and heavy right now as we count down the last 3 weeks of the regular season. And, of course, we talk UVA football here an awful lot on Street Knowledge for lots of reasons. We're close by and got a good readership base from all of our years of coverage there. We've covered that game in depth. Scott German and I talked through the UVA-Louisville game a good bit yesterday. Just to quickly recap, the stakes of that game, if you want to say stakes, Louisville 5-4, 2-4 in the Atlantic Division, they need a win. Let's just put it that way. They need a win to, at this stage, the team with the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, Lamar Jackson, who's putting up huge numbers again. He's leading the conference in passing, leading the conference in rushing. He's accounted for 32 touchdowns. They're not bowl eligible yet. They got to win one more before they can say they're bowl eligible. So a 5-4 Louisville team, which is favored by double digits over a 6-3 Virginia team that became bowl eligible for the first time in 6 years with their win last week at home against Georgia Tech. Cavs now sort of playing on house money, with house money, as Scott German said with us a couple times this week. The Cavs at 6-3, 3-2 in the ACC, and they're the one team that still has a mathematical chance, at least, of winning the Coastal Division. Miami at 6-0 has two games left, one with Virginia. Virginia 3-2. The Cavs would have to win out, including this game, beating Miami next week, and then beating Virginia Tech in the finale. Miami would have to lose to Virginia and then lose its final game to have that chance. And that final game is with Pitt, a team that lost last night to a formerly one-win UNC team. But still, that's the only chance. Miami's got the Coastal Division pretty much wrapped up, but the Virginia team still has that outside chance of playing its way into Charlotte. So whatever stake there is to that, I think Virginia's more looking at playing well against a Louisville team that it's played well against the last 2 or 3 years. In fact, 2014, the first game as ACC members between these two, Virginia actually beat a ranked Louisville team that year in Charlottesville. 2015 played well in a one-touchdown loss on the road. Last year had the lead with 2 minutes to go, inside of 2 minutes to go, at home in Charlottesville before Louisville was able to pull that one out with a big Lamar Jackson touchdown pass. And so, yeah, that's a game that we'll have our attention on tomorrow. Now, for the rest of the ACC, and these are some interesting games. We'll start kind of going down the list as the schedule goes. NC State, Boston College, a pair of teams. Now, NC State, they weren't thinking bowl eligibility a couple weeks ago. They were, when they were 6-1 and ranked in the top 15, NC State, the Wolfpack, was thinking playoff. Lost to Notre Dame and didn't avail themselves well on that loss. And then played tough but lost to Clemson last week. So that's, your team that 2 weeks ago was playing for a possible inclusion in the playoffs. You lost to two teams who are currently in the playoff, as the standings are now. Notre Dame is number 3, Clemson is number 4. So no shame in that, right? But now you're 6-3, and it's sort of a come-down game at Boston College. No offense to Boston College at all. Boston College 5-4, but they've won 3 straight. A win at Louisville, big win over Virginia and Charlottesville, and a huge win at home over Florida State. Now, last week, a bye week, that Boston College team at 5-4, the win at Louisville was a 45-42 win. The win in Charlottesville over UVA, 41-10, a 35-3 win over Florida State. If you're NC State, you cannot afford a come-down game. You've played 2 playoff teams the last couple of weeks. You've got to play your best football against this BC team that is hot and rested. NC State a 3-point favorite in that game. Next down the list, Duke at Army. And another game with an ACC team that is looking at the possibility of a bowl. 4-5 Duke. Duke started 4-0 this season, had a win over Northwestern early in the season, and they've lost 5 straight. Duke, a 3-point favorite at Army. Army is 7-2, and, they haven't played a tough schedule. Lost their one marquee game, if you want to say, Oklahoma State 38-7 earlier in the season. Last week, a 21-0 win over Air Force. That's certainly nothing to sneeze at, an Air Force team that had won 10 last year. Army at 7-2 is a three-point underdog in this game. And Duke really needs to, you know, they got obviously a chance to go back to a bowl. 4-5 right now, but they will need two wins in their last three. This one being one of those. They've also got Georgia Tech and Wake Forest, who are also in the running for possible bowl bids. So this is one that, you know, with the line being three, an Army team at home, 7-2 record, looking for a marquee win itself, you know. Duke needs to pull out the win here and then split its last two to have a chance at a bowl this year. So that'll be one worth watching and see if Duke can get off the schneid. After that 4-0 start, they've struggled, and see if they can get back in the win column. Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech. Virginia Tech, a three-point favorite on the road in Atlanta. Hokies are 7-2 coming off that loss this past weekend to Miami. Hey, Virginia Tech's two losses this season. Clemson, a team right now currently in the playoff situation with the number 4 seed, and Miami, number 7, a team that's undefeated. And Georgia Tech also with losses to those two teams, so those common opponents. Georgia Tech 4-4 on the season, and Georgia Tech got a little screwed schedule-wise. You know, obviously life intervenes sometimes. The hurricane that hit Florida back in September forced a cancellation of the Yellow Jackets game with Central Florida, which now, gosh, Central Florida is undefeated. Wouldn't that have been an interesting matchup early in the season between that Georgia Tech team and a Central Florida team? But that game got canceled, will not be made up, at least as of right now, won't be made up. We'll talk later about how games are being added to the schedule late in the season here involving another ACC team. But as it looks right now, that game will not be rescheduled. So Georgia Tech at 4-4 has only got three games left, including this one. Also Duke and Georgia. So a Georgia Tech team that's played well. Goodness, they lost to Clemson by 2 touchdowns, but other than that, a 1-point loss in double overtime to Tennessee, a 1-point loss to Miami, that 4-point loss last weekend to Virginia, and they could play well this weekend. Only a 3-point underdog against Virginia Tech at home. Georgia, number 1 in the college playoff rankings right now. This Georgia Tech team very well could not play in a bowl this year after, you know, playing really good football all season long. So Georgia Tech has a lot at stake. Virginia Tech has, it's a little more pride at this stage. Still, obviously, Virginia Tech wants to win out and finish the season out on a high note and get into a good bowl, but can't win the Coastal Division because of the loss to Miami this past weekend. And still a 10-win regular season and a chance to win 11 if you win out and win your bowl is a lot to play for Virginia Tech. But Georgia Tech's got its season on the line in a lot of ways, if you want to say it that way. And so that game coming up this weekend between those two, again, a narrow line, just a 3-point margin there in the betting odds, Virginia Tech favored by 3. Next game on the schedule, another two teams who are playing for a chance at bowl eligibility, Wake Forest 5-4, Syracuse 4-5, Syracuse a 1-point favorite at home. Syracuse has the marquee win of anybody right now in the ACC, the win over Clemson at home. Kelly Bryant got knocked out of that game early, but still, hey, a win's a win. And Syracuse at 4-5, though, has Louisville and BC its last 2 weeks. Wake Forest at 5-4, NC State and Duke its last 2 weeks. So, you know, Wake's one win away from bowl eligibility. Syracuse needs to go 2-1 down the stretch and doesn't have an easy row to hoe here. And that game has some interest there as far as that goes. Syracuse, again, a 1-point favorite at home. Narrow. There's going to be some tight ball games this weekend between these teams all playing for their postseason situations. Florida State, Clemson. Clemson, a 15.5-point favorite. The only game of our weekend. Well, I guess the Louisville game, technically a double-digit betting odds, even though that game's going to be a lot closer than that. Clemson, a 15.5-point favorite over Florida State. When you looked at the season when it started, I'm thinking back to the ACC football kickoff that I covered with Seth Meganson down in Charlotte back in July. Florida State came out of that as the prohibitive favorite to win the ACC this year. Preseason number 3 in the national polls. You had that opening game with Alabama. Looked like this was a Florida State team ready to return to prominence. Last year was an off year for the Seminoles. They only won 10 games last year. That's a down year in Tallahassee. In that opening loss to Alabama, 24-7 final, the quarterback DeAndre Francois goes down to injury, loss for the season, and the wheels have fallen off since. It's hard to imagine that one player can be worth that much And I don't think that's the case. I think it's been a sort of cascade of issues. Defense has been a big problem for this team. The offense not scoring enough to keep up is certainly a problem. But Florida State's just 3-5. And also because of the hurricane, looked like they were only going to play 11 games this year because they lost some games. The schedule was reconfigured. You might remember Miami and Florida State were originally scheduled to play week three. They ended up playing in the middle of October. And so the reconfiguring threw some games away. The Louisiana Monroe game that had been scheduled around the time of the hurricane impact and then the immediate aftermath had originally been canceled. Well, now Florida State, looking at the schedule here, this game with Clemson would be a sixth loss. And not assuming that a massive upset would happen, you're looking at a Florida State team that would be 3-6 with only two games left to play. Hey, math tells you that's only five wins. You need six wins to be bowl eligible. Now, the schedule of the two games that were left, Delaware State, a FCS team, Florida playing like an FCS team, you assume wins in those games, right? But you're still 5-6. Hey, all of a sudden that Louisiana Monroe game that was not going to be rescheduled is rescheduled first weekend of December. Now those two teams are back on the schedule. So Florida State not quite playing for its life this weekend like you'd think, like you might have thought even a week ago. This news came down, this Louisiana Monroe game being rescheduled. That news came down this week. So Florida State's got a lot to play for. They want to play well against Clemson, not Clemson out of the playoff, that kind of thing. But, the game that would be the one circled, because Delaware State and Louisiana Monroe are wins, it would be Florida. And Florida's playing not very good football right now, so... Anyway, those are the stakes of that game. Clemson, of course, at 8-1 on the other side of the ledger. Clemson at 8-1, stakes are pretty obvious. They win this game, continue on their path towards a return to the college playoff, at least in Tigers fans' minds. Down the stretch, South Carolina game I know is still coming up, and then ostensibly and Clemson with the win over NC State this past weekend has sewn up the Atlantic Division, so they're going to be in Charlotte. Now the question is, who are they playing in Charlotte, and is that game potentially a playoff qualifier? Because the final game on our schedule in the ACC this weekend involves Miami and Notre Dame. Notre Dame is an ACC school. Just to remind you of this, you probably know this already, but Notre Dame is an ACC school in every sport but football. It's still independent in football. But, wow, this matchup, I mean, all the implications, you know, the 30 for 30 documentary, Catholics versus Convicts, you know, the rekindling of this classic series from back in the 80s and 90s. And now, boy, you talk about rekindling a game here, a rivalry here. You couldn't have picked a better situation for these two to be matching up primetime, NBC, Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Miami's 8-0, number 7 in the playoff rankings right now. Notre Dame is 8-1 and number 3, the one loss to number 1 Georgia by 1 point. Notre Dame a 3.5-point favorite. Actually, this game is in Miami, I'm sorry, and Notre Dame a 3.5-point favorite on the road. So there's some intrigue, too. Miami not getting a lot of respect. Virginia Tech was a favorite last weekend in Miami as well. Miami cleaned the clocks of the Hokies last weekend. I think the final score was 27-10. The game was really never close. 28-10. The game was really never close. And the Hurricanes forcing turnovers, even overcoming their own turnover issues. Malik Rozier threw three interceptions, but no damage done. The Hurricanes won that one going away. And so still not getting any love from the betting odds, folks. Kind of like a Virginia team up on the top of our schedule. 8-0 Miami, 8-1 Notre Dame. Now, the stakes for this game, obviously, I mean, this game itself kind of feels like a playoff elimination game. Miami finishes its season out with the games I mentioned, the Virginia game and Pitt in the ACC. Likely, I mean, it's almost 100% guaranteed. It's 99.5% guaranteed. Miami's going to be playing Clemson in the ACC championship game. So, and this would seem like the last potential blip. Pitt game, probably not. Virginia game, probably not. Miami will be a double-digit favorite in both those games. So Notre Dame here now finishes out with Navy and Stanford. Not layups, but games that the Irish will be favored in, probably double digits. So the winner of this game, clear path towards the college football playoff. There's no way Notre Dame, if they win this game and then win their final two, that the Irish are going to be kept out of the playoff. They're going to be a top four team. Miami still has work to do because, again, you know, the UVA and Pitt games, again, you're likely going to win those games. You still got the game with Clemson. And so, but this does have the feel of, you know, this is a game that, that two teams will enter and one will leave with playoff hopes still alive. I guess, you know, I really don't see a scenario where Notre Dame wins this game, Miami then wins out the rest of the way, beats Clemson, and even plays its way in the playoff. I think they'd be left on the outside looking in. There's a sliver of a chance, but I don't see a Miami team surviving. I certainly don't see a Notre Dame team surviving because there's no conference championship game for them, and Navy and Stanford aren't going to help boost the odds for Notre Dame. I mean, perhaps a one-point loss to a Miami team, and if a Miami team were to win out and beat Clemson, I mean, maybe, but I don't know, a two-loss Notre Dame team, there'd be a lot of one-loss teams in contention at that stage. Not a lot of likelihood there. So some exciting games, though. You've got three teams playing later in the day. I think the Florida State-Clemson game is a 3:30 game. The Miami and Notre Dame game is an 8 o'clock game, and that will be an ESPN-ABC game. You've got three teams with ACC ties, two who play ACC football, Notre Dame, who they play five games a year in the ACC because of that scheduling arrangement. You've got three teams, two of which could be playoff teams. I mean, I can see any scenario. Certainly right now there are two teams. Clemson and Notre Dame are both currently in the top four. And if they win out, they're going to stay there. Miami, a win over Notre Dame, could play its way in. Who knows? Who knows? So, but yeah, and then all these other schools are playing. You know, pretty much, I'm looking at the schedule again this weekend. Everybody playing this weekend is playing, could be playing in bowls. I mean, even Florida State at 3-5. Even if they lose to Clemson, they're going to be 6-6, most likely, at the end of the season. You know, Wake Forest and Syracuse, those two teams could win six. Georgia Tech, with the win, could get its way to six this year. Duke, a couple wins in his last three, could be have a six win season. Boston College and Louisville, both currently at five, could be six win teams. So, you know, you look up and down, and there's a lot of teams still playing this weekend with hope for at least one more game after their regular season schedule is over. A lot of excitement as a result this weekend. So, from an AFP standpoint, Augusta Free Press standpoint. I am going to be actually on Saturday doing my final radio broadcast of the season for VMI football, not ACC football, but I've been doing the home games on the radio and a couple TV games for VMI football the last three football seasons, our finale this weekend with the Citadel. That, for me, is a 1:30 kickoff, and then, you know, that game ends about 4:30, post-game show 4:45. Then my attention turns back to the ACC, Virginia at 3:30 kicking off. We will try to have Scott German leading our live blog during that game up until the point. It'll probably be second half when I get back to the home office to be able to catch the end of that game with the Cavs and the Cards. And, of course, after the game, we'll have all the post-game we'll do a podcast, we'll do a reaction, we'll do some stats, columns, analysis, etc. But big weekend in the ACC, big weekend college football. College football is awesome. And of course, tonight, just to remind you, we'll be over at the John Paul Jones Arena, UVA basketball season opener, UNC Greensboro coming to town. And that tip-off at 7 o'clock game is going to be on TV, probably ESPN3 as well for folks outside of the Mid-Atlantic. I've got information on the Augusta Free Press website as to where you can catch the game. And we'll be live blogging during the game. You can follow us on AugustaFreePress.com. You can follow us on Twitter. Some of the posts we'll post over to Facebook as well, our Augusta Free Press Facebook page. So, and then we'll have post-game recap, reaction from players and coaches, podcasts, etc. So there's all that fun stuff. Get you caught up on UVA basketball tipping off tonight. So a lot of sports this weekend here on Augusta Free Press. Fun for me, fun for you guys as well. Going to sign off here on the podcast for now, but we'll be talking again soon. Thanks for listening.